Hello and welcome, Ben Siddle.
Thanks, Verena. I am excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Welcome back to our listeners to Let's Talk Value in Healthcare, where I'm talking in loose sequence with experts from the, let's say, 5P ecosystem, which I call patient, provider, pharma, payers, and policy. But also, some people sometimes ask me, Verena, what about the 6P? And I think, I don't know what that P would stand for, but what it would describe is people who build bridges across those 5Ps. And certainly Ben is very well positioned to have that conversation with me and us today. So very briefly, Ben Siddle holds a law degree from Georgetown University, but today he is really one of the senior partners at the consulting firm Vantage Partners, who is specialized in strategy, negotiation, collaboration. And Ben really particularly holds many, many, many years of deep expertise in collaborating, negotiating in the biopharmaceutical space and healthcare at large, including many of these 5Ps. So I'm very excited to have him here today. And without further ado, I'll jump right in, Ben. What does value mean for you in healthcare? Like starting with the 50,000 feet bird view.
Great question, Verena. And it's one that I spend a lot of time thinking about and talking about with different members of that kind of 5P ecosystem. For me, value in healthcare begins with helping patients. That's the North Star. It's always the end objective. And the challenge as you work across the ecosystem and engage with different of those 5Ps is thinking about how you help patients, because everyone contributes in different ways. And so part of creating and delivering value in healthcare is also about the way you get there. How do those different players in the ecosystem, given their capabilities, given their interests, given their business models, given their scale, how do they identify problems they can solve and execute in a way that helps them actually address those problems in new and different ways that are economically sustainable? So kind of, you know, three parts. It's about patients, but it's about doing things in different ways to help patients and doing it in a sustainable way, not once, but in a way that can scale and grow over time. So that for me is value in healthcare.
That's terrific. And I really love this kind of identifying the problem, because I think many people feel the problems that are there and that's so complex and the silos are so deep and whatever you want to call it. But I think starting actually on the way to that north with identifying the problem is, I think, is a great, great statement and a great reminder. So I think you have really this deep expertise in not only helping stakeholders identify the problem, but also then pave that way to co-creation of solution finding. And I know that you're a big fan of bringing people together. So anything you want to share of your experience where, you know, across pharma and payers and policy or at any of these intersections, any wisdom you can share on how you would approaching it in your day job, basically?
I don't know if it's wisdom, Verena, but I'm happy to share some things we believe in, some things we see. We're lucky to work with a lot of really smart, innovative, thoughtful organizations, some of which are biopharma companies, device companies, and some of which are healthcare providers, large systems, and occasionally even payer organizations. And I think one of the things we observe today is you can't do it alone. Many of the simpler ways to enhance the patient experience and create value from a patient perspective are being done fairly well now. The problems, the gaps that remain are often more complex. And addressing those often involves, as you said earlier, building some bridges. And so you have to do a couple things to succeed at that. One is you've got to think beyond your own business. And so we often work with clients to do what we call value chain mapping, to think not just about our business as a biopharma or a device provider or as a large healthcare system, but to think about the industries and organizations that are adjacent to us and how they are creating value, and also the capabilities they bring. And so taking that broader view of the ecosystem, thinking about the end-to-end patient journey, but also the different pockets and continuum of value that exists within that, taking that broader view often helps us to begin to see some of the ways we might work with others to address some of those intractable problems that still exist in the system. And so that's step one, is getting clear on where are the gaps, where are the problems, and who might we have a shared interest in solving them with? Because usually those problems exist today because they're hard. The systems are disconnected, especially in the US, but also ex-US. There are different players who bring different mindsets and different orientations and different business models. And to address those problems, you need to have a way to identify a few things we might do together and then begin to engage in a constructive, collaborative way together to explore what we might do. And it's a very different mindset for some folks in that ecosystem. Instead of trying to sell them a solution, hey, digital provider, you should work with us, biopharma, to do a joint solution and we should go sell it together. Instead of that, which assumes you know the end problem and what your potential partner needs, you might start off by saying, hey, I think we have some interesting capabilities that are complementary. You bring great deep analytics capabilities and an ability to aggregate and anonymize patient data. We bring deep knowledge of the patient and the provider experience in the therapy area. Together, we might be able to help providers and systems make better choices for patients. We might be able to help payers reduce costs over time by making earlier interventions. Could we explore that together and begin it as a co-creation activity? Not that we have the answer and we're telling you how we could do it together, but we see some challenges, we see some capabilities you have and some capabilities we have, and we wanna jointly explore with you how we might assemble those pieces together to create something interesting that addresses a problem somewhere in that value chain. And it sounds easy to describe it in that way, but as you know very well, these are complicated systems, complicated organizations, and complicated problems to try and get at.
So incredibly hard to do. I love the kind of picture of the value chain mapping. When you say, when you start, when people reach out to you, it's like, hey, can you help us out, build these bridges? Any kind of from a soft skill perspective, anything you can share that works really well? Because sometimes the trust then also is broken because people have tried, right? It's not because people don't try. They have tried and then actually it worsens the problem because they're so frustrated because it doesn't work and it's so complex. So I like these early steps on bringing these people around a virtual table again. And unfortunately, our listeners today can't see your background, but there's a really nice meeting table in your background. So how do you succeed to bring these people then into your virtual room and your back and start actually doing this mapping together and taking the first baby steps?
Yeah, it's a great question, Verena. And I think it is even harder in healthcare than it is in some other industries because like you say, very smart people from different orientations have been trying to solve a lot of these challenges for many years, and they are persistent and they remain. Those very smart people in healthcare often have particularly deep expertise in technical areas, whether that is their providers, whether that is their data scientists, whether that is they work in a regulatory space or they're at a pharmaceutical company and combine clinical and commercial, but they're very deep, very technically experienced people. Part of solving these problems often involves that technical skill set and the ability to bring capability from a technical and execution perspective. But collaborating, bringing multiple stakeholders together and making those capabilities work together requires something different. It's the soft skills you alluded to and the mindset. So you have to come in and believe, one, this is not a negotiation. This is not selling. This is joint problem solving. We each bring a perspective and some knowledge and some expertise, and we can work together to figure out which problems can we solve together. Can we do it in a way? Are there options for us to work together that meet interests of each of ours? And you have to be comfortable that you'll have a bunch of these discussions where you can't identify a great solution that makes sense for both of you, or you like each other at a relationship level, but your business models are really different and you can't come up with a way that you could sustainably invest together in a new idea. But having a comfort with uncertainty, the ability to engage creatively and not seek commitment right away, and being able to focus on the interests not just of you and your potential partner, but also of others in that 5P ecosystem. Why might payers benefit? What might they be concerned about? Why might providers like this? What might be challenging for them? And thinking in that broad way about whose interests we're solving for and different ways we might do it. Those things are about mindset, but they're also about skills. It's being able to have constructive discussions that are of a different kind and that embrace the ambiguity and the uncertainty and try and drive innovation and co-creation through working together with someone else. And often it is someone else who's in a different kind of organization that has its own strategy, its own processes, its own metrics. And so being able to embrace with curiosity and with good questions, understanding where they're coming from and constructively share where you're coming from, that mindset and those behaviors are part of how you take that value chain from a theoretical sense and begin to turn it into some practical solutions and things we might do with someone else.
So on this way, how can digital foster and catalyze actually these co-creation and compressed space and time? And some of which we have seen in the COVID pandemic, digital has accelerated a number of things. So what's your view on digital and healthcare?
Yeah, it is a great time to be talking about digital. COVID has in many ways accelerated a lot of digital. My clients tend to raise digital in two different ways. Sometimes it's a buzzword. Organizations are doing a digital transformation. And so everything that gets rolled under digital transformation gets funded, gets supported, gets executed. Other times though, digital is a component of a solution. So it is enhancing customer centricity because we have a better sense of the customer and their data. It is about using data in new ways to make decisions. It's about connecting up different elements of the customer journey, the patient journey, or the provider experience in different ways so that they are digital because they're operating within a data ecosystem or a computer. Sometimes it's about transforming interactions. So we are engaging with our providers through telemedicine in a way that feels digital as opposed to in person, or we are monitoring through remote devices, apps, wearables, and things like that instead of coming and doing physical in person. And so digital is a really important part of what we see changing today. It also, as we think about how you scale solutions, often part of how you scale is turning manual processes into automated processes and turning automated processes into electronic, digital, scalable tools and applications. And so in the COVID world, we've seen some great progress in some ways. Telemedicine is a real success story. A lot of the regulatory barriers, the expectations, the behaviors, what payers would pay for, what providers were willing to do, a lot of barriers fell away very, very quickly when there was no in-person alternative. And I think most of us believe we will not go all the way back to the pre-COVID state. We will continue to use more telemedicine. We will continue to leverage technology to do expert consultations and other forms of healthcare. We've seen evolution in the trial space as well. Mm-hmm. We made it more complicated to run trials. Biopharma didn't say, well, I guess we'll just put everything on hold for a year or two. They started to innovate. How can we do digital trials? How can we monitor in different ways? How can we recruit in less in-person ways? And so I think some of those innovations will continue too. The other big thing I see around digital is organizations are beginning the journey of wrestling with what does it mean to be a digital organization versus a traditional organization. And so if you imagine many of the 5P entities are very large, complex, matrixed organization. I do a great deal of work with biopharmas. And if you imagine a biopharma org chart, you've got 10 or 12 different functions that touch any digital activity you might name. You know, the electronic health record, IT supports the system it sits on, providers access and enter data, different levels of providers touch it in different ways. It's tied into the billing system. You acquired all of the elements of that system through your procurement organization. Regulatory and compliance is ensuring that you're coding and executing things in the right way. All of those have to work together for that digital system to work. And so one of the big trends I see today overall and has been accelerated by all of the change COVID has driven is organizations beginning to reimagine what it means to be digital and customer centric first, rather than being a traditional in-person organization first, who begins to layer in digital and other processes. And that's a complex process when you're talking about 10, 20, 30,000 person organizations that are decades old, but we're beginning to see some movement in digital towards automation, towards better sharing of data, towards a remapping and reimagining of the patient and the provider experience.
Yeah, I love you're putting the hitting the nail on the head by it's fostering customer centricity, basically, and it's bringing the customer closer into the center. So I think this is a very nice way to close our conversation today. But before we end, anything else you wanted to share with our audience today?
Just one other thought, Verena. I was really excited for you to invite me today because it is a great time to be working in healthcare broadly, whether you work with one of those five P's or you work across them, like we are fortunate enough to. There's a tremendous amount of innovation going on, both pre-COVID and accelerated by COVID, in diagnostics and device and biopharma. And with that excitement comes some of these new challenges to manage. How do we co-create? How do we collaborate? How do we think about solving problems in different ways? And so, the folks like your listeners and folks like you who are thinking about and confronting those challenges, how do we work in different ways? How can we create value are exciting to be engaging with. And I'm really excited to continue to have the opportunity to work with folks to think about those problems. And so I look forward to continuing the discussion with you, with your listeners, and with all parts of that 5P ecosystem.
Thank you very much, Ben Siddle.